Well, the TAOM 2012 is underway, and we're here at the registration desk, and just believe it or not, having a brief moment over here with one of the registration people, Dick Olson. Hey, Dick, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Finally now, you can take a breath.
Finally. The crowds have died down in front of the booth here, so we're...
Had a lot of last-minute people who have shown up?
Or... We did. Actually, we've probably had 20 or 30 people that have shown up today to register.
And this is just Friday on the first day.
This is Friday. These are people that weren't pre-registered for the show, so... We're having a good turnout.
Very good. And obviously expecting more of the next couple of days. We're going to be coming in then, too. So that's a little bit more actually than what was expected. I thought we were probably weren't expecting, but maybe 20 or 30 total, I think, coming in.
Yeah. So we've had a really good turnout. And the people that pre-registered, we've probably got 80% of those showed up today. So.
Okay. Can you give me some numbers?
It looks like we're going to be, at this point in time, we're over 500.
Okay, good.
And which we're very pleased with.
Right.
And I don't know exactly what it's going to turn out.
We might check back with you towards the end of the convention. But, the average has been 550 is kind of an average that we've had over the past few years, up and down. But that seems that over the years, most conventions have kind of fallen off in registration a little bit. So I think that that's one of still the most well-attended conventions than any of the others, that are around, certainly. What has been... What kind of cool things do people get? What are they getting, with their swag? I mean, just for signing up over here.
Well, Gary Plants donated card trick packet of gimmick cards to the thing. Dan and Dave Buck have donated the badges, and in the
bag,
in the program is a discount to buy additional. Thing or get 15% off a day.
At their dealer's booth.
At their dealer's booth or online as well. And then in the program itself, many of the performers have donated tricks. So they're written up in in the program. So we've got a beautiful program.
Right. Plus a nice little bag to carry. Printed and everything.
Right.
Yep. In addition to the cool stuff that you kind of get to take home as part of the registration, of course, it's just all of the fun and camaraderie, and that, I mean, the guys who aren't here are really missing it, because they've got some tremendous talent. They've got the best facilities over here at the hotel. They've been very good, in working with us over here. So, anyhow... And the facilities here at the hotel are just tremendous, it seems like. I mean, the rooms, the banquet room, the way they've got the ballroom set up for... How many people? It looks like it seats like 1,500 people in there.
Well, it seats about 900 people.
Okay.
And I would not be surprised at all if after the ads or the articles hit the Chronicle tomorrow and the news... television shows that will probably sell out.
Because we've already been seeing a pretty good bump in public ticket sales. I mean, pre-sales, I guess.
Pre-sales,
We've got well over, 150 tickets, I think.
Well, that was Wednesday night. We had 160 sold. So,
yeah.
And we've got just people that have signed up here.
Yeah.
You can add another 50 or so people there, or at least 50. And then I think when the public finds out about it, could very easily. It could be a sellout.
Yeah. Now, you've not had a chance to get back behind the table over here yet to experience anything, so you didn't hear Joe Gibbons lecture or anything. So far right now, we've got Joshua Jay giving his lecture, and he's into almost completing a second hour of this lecture, and people are being held rapt attention in there. But the dealers are going to be opening this evening after the stage show.
At 10 o'clock.
And so everybody is in the dealer in the lecture right now, which is kind of good for those people to hear the lecture, and also for the lecturer to try to sell some stuff, I guess, they do. But I'm anxious to see how the dealer's room is going to look like then, too. But anyhow, any other comments?
No, just if anybody hasn't registered and wants to come on down, we can still accommodate them.
Yep.
And one other thing that's kind of interesting, this hotel is also hosting the Miss Texas program, and I can see a couple of... bevy of beauties are headed towards us right now.
What triggered your thought there?
So if you're shopping for assistance, this would be an ideal time to be in the hotel.
There are probably hundreds of women who would fit in your illusion box, I would say.
As long as it can handle somebody that's almost 6 foot tall, because it seems...
In less than 100 pounds, probably.
Yeah,
If you want an assistant that's beautiful, yes, you might come and do some shopping while you're here also.
That's right. Yeah. So then everybody's a winner.
Everybody's a winner. It's a win-win situation. It's kind of cool, you know, because they're certainly willing volunteers also, you know, for right. magicians. I'm sure throughout this weekend are going to be doing card tricks, you know, late in the night, you know.
Yeah. I wouldn't even be surprised that we don't get several of them to attend the evening shows, you know. So if you haven't come, there could be an extra bonus.
So to speak. And the public tickets are going to be available both for just the Saturday and Sunday night shows. So the public is not invited to the Friday night show
tonight. That's correct.
And for only $10?
For only $10, yes. Yeah. And you can buy your tickets online, which I highly encourage, at Top Talent Productions.
That's plural, productions, yeah, .com.
Right.
So. Yep. And so, again, if you're listening to this and you're going to be driving in, then we do have daily registrations, which right. are $100 a day. Is that right?
$100 a day, right.
However, if you register for the whole convention, it's
only $160.
So it's a better deal. So you'll get all of Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. If you're not here today for Friday, by the time you're listening to this on Saturday, you can still come down. Ton of stuff that you can see. And go to TAOM2012.com. And you can see some of the information. Performers and everything like that, because everything is, looks like it's coming along great. Anyhow, it looks like that we got a few new people who are coming up and registering.
It's starting to get rather busy again.
Again. Dick Olson, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And so for now, from the TAOM 2012, it's Scotty out. All right, we're backstage over here then with stage contestants, getting ready for them to get their orders. And I've got Sandy Flint with me right now, one of the stage competitors. Hello, Sandy.
Howdy.
And you're going to be doing some big illusions tonight.
Kind of.
Okay. And you have been a winner in the past, as I recall. What year was that? You can tell.
96. Okay. 96. 96.
And that was for stage also, as I recall.
For stage also, yes.
Yeah. Now, at that time, I thought you had a couple of assistants. Did you have some people? And
yeah.
Will you tonight as well?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. So it was the money that kind of drew you out, I guess, to decide
to compete
again?
Well, it was an opportunity to get this act back out.
Okay. So is it a similar act?
No.
Nothing at all. Okay.
But, okay. I wouldn't say it's not.
Okay.
It's very different.
Yeah. Okay.
Vastly different.
And so what was it that made you decide really that you wanted to get back out and start competing again?
Well, it was really an opportunity to get this particular act out. This particular act has a specific market segment that we haven't been working a lot lately, so it's really an opportunity to get this particular act out.
Okay. And when you say out, so that way to kind of rehearse in front of a pretty large group of people.
Yeah, get it back out in front of an audience. Yeah, we made some changes to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give it a shot.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
And so the type of work that you are doing is like for corporate groups, I assume, then?
All kinds of stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. Corporate work. Mostly corporate work.
You live here in Houston, but you said that you spend a lot of time in Dallas. So
right.
Is that where a lot of your work is?
It's where I spend a lot of my time.
Okay. And again, it's been a while since you last competed. And since you've already won, you know, you've already got I'm sure people are going to say, well, let's see, what can he do again? You know,
yeah.
For so you feel like you're kind of behind the eight ball?
Oh, yeah, we've got some surprises in store.
Okay, well, that's going to be cool. Very good. Well, we're looking forward then to seeing your act. Good luck with you.
It'll be fun. Thanks.
Okay, you bet. Let's move over just a minute, because I see that I'm going to interrupt Jamie. Jamie Salinas is the contest chairman, and he is getting ready to make some announcements over here. But I want to talk with Fumio, who is also a past winner of TAOM for a few times. In fact, Fumio, hello, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You have won. Do you remember what years it was that you had won this contest?
Oh, in 1983.
That was your first one?
Yes.
Yep. And was it club, comedy, stage, or all the above?
Club.
That was how you had competed that year. Yeah.
Yes, and then I had a lovely assistant.
Oh, really? How beautiful was she? What was her name again?
Kathy Wills.
Oh, yes, my wife. That's right. And
however, tonight, stage name will be Fumio and Juliet.
And Juliet.
Don't tell her that.
Okay. Okay. So she will be going by a different name tonight and assisting you as well. Here
yes.
It is. There she comes right now, in fact, over here. That this is going to be kind of a fun act that you got, so I don't want to interrupt. It looks like you're putting everything all
yes.
together. But you have been, hello, Kathy. Look lovely. And that you have moved back from Texas to Japan, been in Tokyo
yes,
for how long?
It's been 13 years.
Oh, my goodness.
However, I attend this every year.
Yeah, so I see you every year, so it's almost as if that you are a Texan still. I think of you that way with a strange accent
yes,
and a weird haircut.
And, yes.
It's hey, what are you doing?
I don't know how to say fixing to or I hear you. Or
yeah, fixing to, yeah.
I hear you.
I hear you. And so what kind of magic? You're doing some restaurants and stuff over in Tokyo,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes, Tokyo, and it's because of bad economy draws to more jobs on table hopping job than club or stage.
So. And you were telling me also, I think, that they do not tip for over there. Is that right?
They don't have a tipping system.
Yeah, in Japan.
Yeah,
so they enjoy seeing you, but they don't tip you.
Yeah, they enjoy my act, but no tipped.
So you use that as a springboard, hopefully, to find other engagements that they like and say, hey, do you do other shows and you get booked doing other things then?
Sure.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. And then birthday show to company party or something mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you, it looks like Jamie's getting ready to make a few announcements over here, so I'm going to wish you luck tonight then as well. Although we got
break a leg.
That's right. Break a thread. Jeff Copeland. Got Jeff. Well, here's then. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, man.
Haven't seen you since, when was that? Midwest Magic Jubilee, I guess it was, just a couple of weeks ago.
Not so long ago.
And you are now going to be competing. Have you competed the TOM before in stage?
Never.
Okay. You've been on close-ups contests, haven't
not
you?
Not at TOM. I've never competed at TOM. You know, I left Texas about the time I was serious. I got into competing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so have you taken this stage act and performed another contest, another magic convention?
I have. I performed it, my first competition at the Midwest Magic Jubilee. That was mm-hmm. my first competition.
That was last year, and you won?
No. This was several years, years ago, and it placed third.
Okay.
It was my first competition ever. It was mm-hmm. kind of cool. We got a little card box.
Yeah.
And then it won first place at the Winter Carnival Magic in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And that was earlier this year.
Okay. Good.
So it has placed a couple of times.
Yeah. Congratulations. Good. And so you're going to be doing the same act tonight that you had
What's evolved, refining, mm-hmm. listening to the judges' feedback. That's why I do this, to make me a better performer.
Mm-hmm.
Take what's good, also listen to what's bad, how people might perceive things.
Right.
Even if I disagree with it, it's always going to make me stronger.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
I wish you the best. There are a lot of competitors back here. Everybody's got their own area, everything all laid out and everything.
It's kind of crazy
so.
Back here.
Yes, it is. It's a nice staging area, though. It's a huge ballroom. They said 900 seats that are out here. So.
Yeah, and there's going to be some great views. Got lots of seats on the end and the front rows.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, Scott.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
You bet. And if we get a chance here a little bit later, then we will talk with Jamie and see what he has to say then as well. Okay, I'm over here then with Jamie. Okay, I'm with Jamie Salinas, and who is the contest chairman. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, guys.
Hello. How you doing?
So, pretty good. So, it has been kind of hectic and kind of coming down, at least the first contest. This close-up is tomorrow, but stage now.
Yes, the guys are getting backstage, getting ready. You can hear cases being uncrated. Props are being opened up. This is going to be a fantastic contest. We're giving away $5,000 when the dust settles. Somebody's going to walk away with some big money.
Some big money, that's for sure. And how many stage contestants do we have?
Tonight we have a total of 11 is our total contestants, yes.
Okay. And there is a maximum of what, 10 minutes each person has?
Each person has a maximum of 10 minutes. If you go over 12 minutes, I believe you're automatically disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are very aware of the time constraints.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to help us with the convention, and we have timing and everything is set and scheduled.
And we're going to be having, first of all, a stage show at 7:30, which should be finished before 8:30, and then they will start the stage. Or how's the contest?
Well, what we do is we have a little Welcome to Houston party, so to speak. With his little stage show, we've got Oscar Munoz is hosting, and Oscar's a big Texas favorite, friend of all of ours. And tonight on stage, we'll have Chip Romero, a world-class illusionist, performer from the high seas. I mean, this guy is top-notch, and we're very fortunate that he lives close to us, and he's able to perform tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Bob Smith, and Bob Smith is a real great guy, very funny. He actually worked with us at Magic Island.
Yeah.
So, you know Bob. But for those of you who do not know Bob, you're missing out a really
very funny
great,
guy.
Really great performance if you're not
great
here. Yes.
Yeah. And so that's going to be a pretty tight show. And then?
And then we have our contest. So that contest starts right after that performance, and it'll go on until the last performer has finished. The judges will tally their sheets. We have two different contests. One is the Texas Association of Magicians contest, where they'll receive a trophy. And then we have our cash contest, where we're giving away money, and that's from the host club.
And then the close-up contest could be tomorrow or Sunday?
Tomorrow morning is our close-up contest. It's from 10 to 12. Each contestant will have to perform their act twice because it is a smaller room, of course, being close-up magic. And so, again, all contestants, junior, senior, close-up stage, are all competing together for that big money prize.
And also as far as the number of people in close-up contests. How many we got?
We've got 12 contestants for tomorrow.
Okay, so 11 stage and 12.
That's right.
And then they'll be making the awards at the presentation Sunday night.
Sunday night, that's
okay,
right.
For both close-up and stage.
Right.
What are the different categories, by the way, for the stage?
Well, the TAOM has several categories. They have a club, which is your like a manipulation type act. Then we have stage, which typically is for illusions. Then you have comedy, and each one of those categories has a junior and a senior. And it's juniors obviously are under 18, seniors are 18 and older. And so, I just barely, by the way, became a senior. By the way, so.
By the way, it was your birthday Wednesday. Happy birthday!
Yeah, right? So I just made the senior category.
Yeah. And so theoretically, that there could be awards in first place given to each of those areas.
Junior and senior.
Junior, right. Senior. That's right. However, when it comes to the cash prize, everybody's in the same pot together.
That's right. It's winner take all, last man standing. So it's going to be a really nice.
So it's not going to be split up with close up or stage. It's all
combined. So it's a nice, interesting way we're going to. It's basically battle of the magicians.
Well, I'm anxious to see how this is all going to turn out. This should be a lot of fun. James, thank you very much, and we will see you guys a little bit later. For now, Scotty out.